Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Somehow we look back in our lives and we see we've made this wrong choice. We should have gone there and we went there, and we should have said this and we were silent. I mean, we can look back and we see all these things have erupted in our lives. And because we made these wrong choices, there's a stench that comes to us. Because evil has been marketed successfully over and over and over again. And we discover that evil is inside of you and inside of me.
The truth is, evil can be deceiving, but you can see through its lies. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, Evil Packaged, and shares proven truth to help you see behind evil's allure and steer clear of its trap. Don't miss this powerful message coming up next. But before we get to today's message, we want to tell you about a powerful resource from Dr. Young called Unmasking Evil. This timely sermon series shines a light on the evil and suffering you see around you today and exposes the lies our culture believes that actually wreck people's lives. As you learn from God's Word where evil comes from and how it works, you'll be equipped to stand against evil in your own life and in our culture. We'll send you this 5-message series as our thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and others all over the world through this program. So call today to request Unmasking Evil when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Evil Packaged.
Victory is ours, but in the meantime, we've got a problem. And we've discovered that our problem is evil. If you were here in our study last week, we talked about evil. We asked the question, what is evil? Most people can't answer that question. It's a very difficult question to answer. We decided when something is complete and whole, W-H-O-L-E, if it gets a hole in it, that hole makes it impure and imperfect, and that hole itself is evil. Therefore, evil is best depicted as darkness. You don't turn on darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. And we said our world is infected seriously with evil in any direction you point. Then we asked the question, not only what is evil, but where did evil come from? We came to a decision about that. How did that snake get in the garden? We discovered the answer to that. And then we talked about what does evil look like? What is the face of evil? When you face evil, how do you know it? How will you recognize it? And we decided that if evil came in a red suit and a pitchfork and horns, we'd say, look out for that guy. But that's not the way evil comes. Evil comes in beauty and charm and culture and erudition and fun and light. That's how evil masquerades himself, or that's how evil parades themselves. And so I thought as we dealt with evil, and we will for the next few weeks, we'd go back and just read a very familiar passage of Scripture that most of us have read. I've read it hundreds of times, but it always speaks. It always speaks. Genesis chapter 3. By the way, before you came to church today, did you pray a little prayer, Lord, speak to me today? I've discovered that when I do that, it's amazing how God speaks to me. Have you noticed that? Did you come with anticipation that God is going to do something in your life change something in your life, convict you of something, and move you in a different direction, heal, forgive, restore, rekindle. Did you come with that kind of, I call it, tiptoe expectation? That's how we should go to church, on tiptoe, with great expectation. If so, these familiar verses will speak to us. Genesis 3, now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? The woman said to the serpent, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. In other words, we can eat of all the trees in the garden, all the fruit in the garden. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die. By the way, God didn't say that. Eve misquoted God. The previous chapter said, God said, don't eat of the fruit of the tree, and you will die. But God didn't say anything about touching it. Her femininity came out. She had to say more than was there. I don't know. Or touch it, or you will die. The serpent said to the woman, you surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And we decided that everybody here would have fallen with that same kind of temptation brought before you and me. Oh, yeah. Your eyes will be opened, the devil said. You will see other dimensions, other things you'll never been able to see before. Your eyes will be open if you eat this fruit. Oh, and you'll be like God. Who would not want to be like God? You know, we're trying to run our own lives anyway, independent of him. And that's the original sin. You'll be like God. And you'll know good and evil. You'll have discernment. You'll have increased knowledge. Doesn't that sound very appealing to every single one of us here if we're honest about it? Sure it does. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was a delight to eyes, that the tree was desirable to make one wise. Lust of the flesh, good for food. Delight of the eyes, lust of the eye. It'll make you wise, the pride of life. It's all right there. Classic temptation. She took from his fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Verse 7, then the eyes of both of them were opened. The devil's promise came true there. Now they saw their true situation. And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. They heard the sound of the Lord God walk in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees in the garden. Then the Lord called to the man and said, where are you? And he said, I heard of you in the garden. I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. And God said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. And the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you more than any cattle and more than any beast of the field. On your belly you will go and dust you will eat all the days of your life. Let's prepare for the teaching of the book. Father, give us attentive mind, open hearts to your truth. And may we not just hear, but may we apply it. And Lord, by the power of your Spirit, make those changes. Those changes that we desperately need to make in so many areas of our personality. You speak, O Lord, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. A contractor had the opportunity of a lifetime. He was asked to bid on a multi-million dollar project. If he were low bidder, he'd get the job. It would just give him security for at least 3 or 4 years. He worked very carefully through the long, lengthy bid. Finally, it came the day to take the bid to the office of the president of the company, and he showed up, and the secretary said, he's not here, but he'll be here in 15 minutes. Go in his office and sit down, and he'll be glad to receive your bid. And so he went in. He was seated. She said, could I give you coffee? He said, no, thank you. She closed the door and left him alone. He said, well, she said, make myself at home. So he began to walk around, beautiful mahogany desk, and he looked on the desk, and there were the stack of bids from other contractors. On the top, he noticed the name of the contractor that was his number one competition getting this gigantic job. And he said, you know, if I could just see that figure there, that bid, and if it happened to be lower than mine, I could adjust mine down a little bit to be assured of getting this contract. And he went over there, but right over that number was a Diet Coke can. And he said, oh, you know, and he started to move it. He said, no, no, that would be dishonest. But he started to think about it. He didn't hear anything. He knew it only take a few seconds. Just open it, look at the number, put the can back down, zip. And so he reached over and he grabbed that can and bam, to his amazement, it was full of BBs. And BBs came out of that can, bang, bang, all over the room. And he knew he'd lost the job. The law of unintended consequences set in upon him, did it not? And that happens to him. I think that happened to Adam and Eve in the garden. Man, just eat of this fruit. I mean, it looks delicious. Man, he says, the snake says, we'll be wise. We'll be like, man, just, I want some of that fruit. Here, Adam, you have some. This is going to change everything. We're going to be able to run our own lives. But my goodness, the unintended consequences that we've all felt from that sin, have we not? All the way down through the generation. And somehow we look back in our lives and we see we've made this wrong choice. We should have gone there and we went there. And we should have said this and we were silent and we were too talkative and we should have kept our mouth shut. I mean, we can look back and we see all these things have erupted in our lives. And because we made these wrong choices, there's a stench that comes to us. Most of you don't know anything about a skunk. I was brought up in a rural area. I know about skunks. You can smell a skunk, I'm told, if the wind's right, 2 miles away. Pick up the scent. If you ever get close to a skunk and really get the scent, you'll understand what I'm talking about. How many of you have ever done it? Have you ever been really close to it? You know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about your husbands. I mean a real skunk. You know, a skunk has four little glands in the anterior part of their body. And these four glands, when a skunk is excited or a skunk is defending himself or surprised, they can shoot off a spray that 10 yards is deadly accurate. And I'll tell you, a bear won't mess with them. A wolf won't mess with them. They see that skunk, whew, whew. No, no, they stay away. But in our lives and our choices, we know, well, I picked up the skunk here, and I did this thing over here, and we don't remember all those choices. In fact, we don't even remember when we dropped the skunk, but we do remember trying to breathe. Oh, yeah, we remember trying to breathe. And we look around us today, and it looks like the whole world is trying to breathe because there's so much evil that's permeated and has gone through every aspect of society. And most of us don't know what to do about it. Because evil has been marketed successfully over and over and over again. And we discover that evil is inside of you and inside of me. Boy, there is that jealousy there. There is that anger there. There is that impatience there. My. Evil gets inside. Psychological problems. Evil is beside us. Sociological problems. Evil is there. We've been harmed. We've been abused. We've been slandered. We've been misunderstood. And evil is beside us. It is inside us. It is beside us. Evil is above us. There's a supernatural aspect of evil we've already looked at. And they're demons. And we know because evil is so multifaceted. People say, well, you Christians, you just have a simplistic view of evil. No, we do not. We know evil is pervasive, it's multifaceted, it has many, many faces, and it is indeed inside and beside and above us. The question is, in the marketing of evil in the 21st century, what is going on? First of all, I want us to look at the marketing of evil in the family. And the process is, divide them. Divide them. Divide a family. Look at the story in Genesis that we read. In the last few verses there, in fact, the last verse of chapter 2, you got that formula for marriage, leave, cleave, one flesh, no shame. Repeat of the New Testament. That's the formula, isn't it? Leave all others, cleave, super glue, one another. One flesh, intimacy, no shame. You see, long as there was unity, Adam and Eve, no shame. But look, when there came division, the woman, the man, the serpent. They became shame when they sinned and they hid in the garden. Who told you you were naked, said God? You'd never been ashamed before. You see, when there is division, there is shame. When there is unity, there is no shame. And so we see how evil has been marketed in the family to cause division between man and woman and parents and children. Division comes in the family. This is the working of the evil one. And particularly we look in the area of the marketing of evil to our children and to our grandkids. It is deadly. Deadly. I want you to look at five corporations that you're familiar with. They're on your screen. These five corporations are big, big, big international conglomerates, powerful. These corporations market cool to your kids. COOL. By the way, cool is one of the few words that have survived many, many years. When I was in college, we talked about you're cool or you're uncool or that's cool or that's not cool. It's a word that keeps going on. Still today in the 21st century, cool is the word. Kids want to be cool, you know. And these guys market cool to our kids. And the primary instrument they use is MTV. But I want to show you, first of all, the power that these five corporations have. And I want to read it to you. Follow on the screen. It's right there. The entertainment companies, which are a handful of massive conglomerates that own four of five music companies that sell 90% of the music in the United States. Think about that. Those same companies also own all the film studios, all the major TV networks, all the TV stations, pretty much in the 10 largest markets, and they own all or part of every single commercial cable channel. This is a massive empire. They market evil through films, books, music, CDs, internet asset, clothing, amusement parks, sports teams, they use all these weapons primarily to make money off the youth market. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. You say, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that as they market. Have you watched MTV lately? I watched about 30 minutes of it this week. I watched another maybe 10 or 15 minutes of it. That's all I needed. That's all I needed. If you haven't had that tragic experience, you need to. MTV is a total commercial. Everything about it is commercial. This film, this music, this look, this dress, this vocabulary. And the two kids they caricature, though they're not in personalities, but they keep displaying these two types of caricatures as sort of the role model for young teenagers all the way up to older teenagers. First is the MOOC, M-O-O-K, never heard of the MOOC. Now, the MOOC is not a person, but it's sort of the ideal teenager, the MOOC. This is a teenager who is filled with testosterone, a teenager who is disrespectful to anybody and everybody, has sort of a narcissistic arrogance about them, and it is the MOOC. I mean, the MOOC is a cool operator, and the MOOC is marketed for the kids, and they want to dress like the MOOC and talk down people like the MOOC and fool their parents like the MOOC and be slick like the MOOC. The MOOC is the one, and it is primarily someone who sees everything with sexual innuendo. The MOOC is marketed. That's the guy. What about the gal? It's the midriff. Once again, this is not a person per se. It's this sort of the caricature you see all the way through what is marketed there to our kids. And the girl is, the female is, whereas the MOOC is to stay an adolescent a long time. You know, Howard Stern, Bill Clinton, they're classic MOOCs. They're still adolescents. And when Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky received more coverage than the Super Bowl, let me tell you something. That has played out till today's culture all the way to the middle school as they get involved in things they did not know anything about or never thought about. And that has been one of the deadliest immoral thing that still permeate our culture today. That is marketing evil big time.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Psalm 34:13. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Lying is like trying to breathe underwater, isn't it? And it's wrong for the same reason. We were not made to breathe underwater, and we don't have lungs that enable us to do that. Neither are we made to live immoral lives. If you breathe underwater, guess what? You'll die pretty rapidly. And if you lie repeatedly, it may take a while, but that lifestyle is equally deadly and destructive. I have good news. If you don't know how to start being honest and truthful and transparent, you can get the help you need. You see, the first step is to be honest about your dishonesty. Confess it and know that God will forgive and cleanse. Then He will give you the strength to begin to be honest. Honest with yourself, with your promises, and with your commitments. Be honest about your dishonesty, then God, by His grace, will take you and make you whole and complete.
We hope today's message has encouraged you with the proven truth of God's Word. And we'd love to strengthen you further with a powerful series by Dr. Young. It's called Unmasking Evil, and he created it to help you face the evil in our culture in a uniquely Christian way by resting in the assurance of God's love for you and the ultimate defeat of evil through the cross. This 5-message series is our thanks for your gift of support to keep this program going strong. So call now to request Unmasking Evil when you give to reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Thank you. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for listening today. Come back tomorrow for the rest of Dr. Young's message, Evil Packaged, and discover how to dismantle the devil's lies about evil.